D1 Flora.
We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. 'Cause we've got the power in the name of the Lord.
Good morning. It's time for today's message from the Flora Assembly of God at 730 Seminary Street in Flora. The Flora Assembly of God has Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Sunday morning worship begins at 10:30, including a children's service. And join them for Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. Now, here is today's message from God's Word.
Good morning. I'd like to say a very happy Mother's Day to all the ladies out there, not just ones that, you know, may have had a child, but every woman has been a mother somehow, some way to someone. And that's something to think about, you know. God has placed somebody in your life to be where you would love them and cherish them and help them in all the areas. And it may not just be one person. It may be that that's your service, or that's what you're here for. You know, so many times we think just because I didn't have a child doesn't mean I can't be caring and loving to someone that has not had that. And, you know, it's something to where God has placed people in our lives all the time to make us, He places people in our lives that we can touch their life. We can either touch them in a good way or touch them in a bad way. And I hope that I always touch people in a good way. And we're going to go to, in God's Word, it talks about, in Proverbs, the 31st chapter, it talks about how, what God, you know, has about women. And we're going to start with verse 10. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the scripture, but I'm also going to read maybe the note in the Bible that it's not the footnotes from somebody that had studied the word, the study guide. But it says, who can find a virtuous woman? For her prize is far above rubies. You know, they're talking about character and ability, a spiritual guidance. You know, the thing is, moms do a lot, and this is going to explain a lot of what they do for us. And it's something to where sometimes we fail to let our moms know how important they are to us. And I know I have. And it says in verse 11, it says, the heart of her husband does safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. And it says he has absolute confidence in her faithfulness. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. This is the footnotes. He is blessed by her tireless and unfailing industry, which will last all of the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and works willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant, the ships, she brings her food from afar. She rises also while it is yet night and gives meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considers a field and buys it. With the fruit of her hands, she plants a vineyard. She is constantly, you know, the thing is, she is constantly planning as to how to provide for her growing family, how she's going to help and guide them, how she's going to provide, you know, food and what she's going to make. She girds her loins with strength and strengthens her arms. She keeps herself and her family in good health with proper food and clothing. She perceives that her merchandise is good. Her candle goes not out by night. She produces quality product. You know, have you ever known that your mom stays up late at night, or, you know, she gets things done? And the thing was, it was where a lot of times it was where we failed to see those little things that they did. We maybe just took things for granted, and it's something to where we should never do that. She lays her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold to distress. She stretches out her hands to the poor, yea, she reaches forth her hands to the needy. Even though the work's hard for her money, she goes ahead and she does not fail to help the poor and the needy. She does because she knows that God honors such. You know, so many times of all that reaching out to people and stuff, it comes back. God allows those things to be able to where you reap from what you sowed. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. It says she is prepared for the coming winter with suitable clothing for all of her household. She thinks ahead. Coming difficulties do not catch her off guard or short-sighted. She makes herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. In the footnotes, it says that she makes sure that she provides clothing for herself, but money is not important to her, but God is. God is her main source. Her husband is known in the gates where he sits among the elders of the land. As her husband was guided into the choice of her, likewise, she was guided by the Holy Spirit in her choice of him. He is a leader in the community. Have you ever thought that sometimes, you know, you don't allow the Holy Spirit to guide us and direct us, and we get kind of off in left field? So we always need to make sure that we do that. It says, strength and honor are her clothing, and she will rejoice in time to come. As that she manufactures is done, so with quality her goods are sought the world over. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is the law of kindness. Even though she's a virtuous woman whose price is far above rubies, is said by the Holy Spirit to be a captain of industrial with striking and startling abilities. Still, her mouth is the mouth of wisdom. Despite all of her qualities and riches, still, her tongue is not harsh, but always kind. She looks well to the ways of her household and eats not the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also he praises her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but you excel them all. It seems that the husband of this virtuous woman speaks in the verse. He claims that many have done virtuously, but that this one whom God has given him, his lovely wife, excels them all. If this is to be carried to the conclusion, David spoke these words with Bathsheba, such is God, such is grace. You know, the thing is, even though David messed up, the thing is, God forgave him. But it's something to where we have to make sure that we let God guide us in every area of our life. The mother is our guide. She loves us. She attends to our needs. You know, we may not live with our mom anymore, but the thing is, it's still where you can see things that she does for others and how much she puts forth to bless others. You know, it's something to where it's not just because she has kids, but she does, There's women out there that do this all the time and to bless people. And the thing is, it's something so wonderful that we have ladies that do that. It says, verse 30, it says, favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise be in the gates. You know, it's something to wear. In Proverbs, it explains about a virtuous woman. And I know many, many women that are out there reaching out to people and loving people. And the thing is, it's where they're showing love, and it's where they may not even have ever experienced having their own child, but they are a mother to many. They reach out and they do things for people unknowingly, maybe that they're not even knowing that they're touching lives, and they are. You know, I know many people I can think of at least three ladies right now that does this, and they've never had a child. But the thing is, they love people, and they want to do what God has them to do. And you know, that one scripture, it says, where favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord shall be praised. A woman that fears God and wants to do what God wants her to do. That's what we are supposed to do. We're supposed to be after God's own kind and Lord, and just have it where He helps us to do what we need to do. You know, I know there'll be many people celebrating today, but the thing is, the main thing is to know that God loves each and every one of you ladies. He loves you with His whole heart, and He has gave His life for all of us. And the thing is, if we don't remember one thing, we need to remember that He is there all the time for us. He's there when we're low and when we don't have anybody around. He's there to be able to reach out and just say, Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you to just wrap your arms around me and to show me what you'd have me to do. It's something to where God loves us and He wants us to be the best that we can be. You know, that it's something to where we can be the best as long as we allow God to show us and direct us what we're supposed to do. It's something to where look today and just see how you could reach out to somebody, maybe somebody that doesn't have anybody, but just reach out and to see how you could touch their lives in a good way. Maybe today when you see someone and they don't really have anybody at church with them or, you know, it's there with them, just reach out and say, you know, I love you. And, you know, it doesn't hurt to just let them know that they're important. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for today. I thank you, Lord, that I had a wonderful mom, that I have a wonderful mom. I thank you, Lord, that you gave her to me. I thank you, Lord, that she has helped me in every area of my life. And God, I just ask you to bless her today. I ask you to bless all the ladies today that are listening, that you will just reach down and let them know that each one of them are special in their own way. Lord, that they touch lives that they don't even know about. I ask you, Lord, just to bless them in a mighty way. And Lord, to help us to do what you'd have us to do in every area of our life, each and every day, not just on Sundays. But Lord, we love you, we praise you, and we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to today's message from the Flora Assembly of God at 730 Seminary Street in Flora. Sunday school is at 9:30 this morning, and Sunday morning worship service, including a children's sermon, begins at 10:30. Join them for Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. Have a blessed day.
In the name of the Lord.
Yes, we've got the power.